There are all kinds of things out there vying for our attention, and Satan has many ways to try to woo us away from godliness and holiness. We need to have the mind of Christ, especially when it comes to entertainment, when we understand the text.
This is When We Understand the Text, studying God's Word to reach all the riches of full assurance in Christ. Thank you for subscribing, and if this has ministered to you, please let others know about our program. Here once again is Pastor Gabe Hughes.
Thank you, Becky, who is not in studio with me today. Becky got sick on Thursday and just could not find the energy to be able to join me for the podcast. We will miss her dearly. God willing, she'll be back on the episode with us next week. Instead of going through this episode and responding to emails that I've received, here's what I want to do instead. I've just completed another video response to comments that we received on one of the What videos. And this particular video would be the one that I did featuring Game of Thrones. Well, mentioning Game of Thrones, but also having to do with other forms of entertainment that Christians should not indulge in. And so that video is featured on the new What channel, which is WWUTTEXT. So you go to youtube.com/WWUTTEXT, which is like the extended, it's the extra material. So I've done a video for that channel, and I'm just going to post the audio right here. And that's going to be your podcast for today, responding to comments from viewers of the most recent What video. So I'm gonna turn this over to myself and hear the audio that I recorded for that video, which you can also find at the other YouTube channel. In the meantime, if you would like, you can still submit questions to our email address, whenweunderstandthetext@gmail.com. All right, without further ado, here is my latest response video. What? Greetings, everyone. Ephesians 5, 10, and 11 says, "Try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." And that's what I want to do in this video, which is going to be a little mature in content. So you may want to watch this first before letting your child watch. I would say the information is particularly relevant for preteens on up, but you still may want to watch first and have a conversation with your child so they hear about this coming from you before they hear about it from some face on the internet. This coming Sunday night, Easter evening, HBO is going to air the next episode of Game of Thrones. And I am begging you, pleading with you, please do not watch this show. Am I correct in assuming that this is the eighth and final season of Game of Thrones? The stuff was littered all over my Twitter feed on Sunday night. At one point, every single trending topic had something to do with Game of Thrones. There's only something like, what, 7 or 8 episodes left? It doesn't matter if you've seen every single episode in the series thus far. You are not going to watch this show anymore. It is not okay for Christians to view. After the show, after the debut of this final season aired this past Sunday, I released a video on Monday that mentioned Game of Thrones, but more broadly, it was addressing any kind of entertainment, movies or television, that Christians would watch that has sex scenes in it or eroticism of any kind, that we should not be entertained by this stuff. I want to play this video for you to refresh your memory, and then I want to respond to some of the comments that I got as a result. Would you stand at someone's window and watch them have sex? Whoa, pretty shocking question, right? That probably took you by surprise. Yet it didn't bother you last night when you were watching Game of Thrones or anything else with a gratuitous sex scene. Watching that is the same as if you were to pay someone to let you stand at their window and watch them have sex. Unlike movie violence simulated with makeup and special effects, sex scenes are real. Those are real people really getting naked and really doing with one another something that should only be shared between a husband and a wife in private. Would you want to watch your spouse acting out those scenes with someone else? Would you watch your son or daughter? Yet those persons in those scenes are someone's children. They might even be married, and you're part of their adultery. You are a participant in what they are doing when you watch it. Jesus said, "I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." You might say, "Hey, it's just art. I don't lust when I watch these scenes." Well, then you're a carrot. You're certainly not a warm-blooded human being. Exactly how much porn would you have to see before you're disgusted by it? Don't watch this garbage. Jesus said, "If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell." Repent of your sin before Christ, and you will be forgiven. Whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, find joy in these things when we understand the text. After sharing that video, Renee from Japan replied, "So well said. Thank you. I've never watched the show, but sadly some of my family members do. Thank you so much for making this video. It's everything that I've been thinking." Well, I appreciate that, Renee, and I hope that the video is helpful for you to share with your family members and hopefully convince them that this kind of entertainment is not okay for Christians to partake in. Dylan from Evansville, Indiana, he does not agree. He says, "I don't think you understand. These actors aren't actually having sex." That's a point I'm going to come back to a little bit later on. "If you would see behind the scenes footage, you'd know they use skin suits and things like that. They use weird camera angles during those scenes for a reason. Plus, the sex scene was only on screen for like a minute of that." Oh, okay. So just a minute of adultery. Well, that's all right. Stop watching porn, Dylan. No, these are not people just wearing skin suits. These are actual naked bodies miming sex on a screen. That's what it is that they're doing. And they create this stuff so that you will watch it. Listen to me. Liberal publications understand this. The Huffington Post, when you agree that HuffPo is a liberal publication, here is what they say about Game of Thrones. "Sometimes the show uses sexual scenes to shed light on a character, but quite often it shows naked women because it can." An article in the Washington Post, "Frequent and often outlandish, the show's eroticism overshadows or distracts from the actual story." It's not just me. "After the copious amounts of T&A during the show's first season reached a level of absurdity with a now notorious scene involving two prostitutes pleasuring each other? And you think this isn't porn?" Onion AV Club television critic Miles McNutt was moved to coin the term "sex position" to describe the way the show's producers often arbitrarily shoehorn sex into the narrative as a way to cover up potentially snooze-inducing exposition. In other words, they like showing sex scenes in this show. The show's creators are all about it, and the actors, they even want you to watch. They set all this up to film these scenes so that millions and millions of people will watch it and they will come back to watch more of it. If billions of people would watch it, the creators would be elated. If they could beam it into outer space and there would be some alien race somewhere watching this show, they would show it to them. They create this stuff so people will watch it. And Dylan, you keep coming back to it over and over again, and you have no idea that you are being deceived and likewise deceiving others. See, the thing about leaving comments on Facebook is I can go to your Facebook page and see what it is that you've been sharing. And 4 out of your last 8 posts were about Game of Thrones. So you're not only watching the show and being entertained by pornography, which even the liberals, liberal publications, know that this is porn. And you're not only being entertained by it, but you're encouraging other people to watch as well. Look, folks, this is HBO. HBO's been doing this for decades. They create this kind of entertainment. With sex scenes and pushing the language barrier and extreme violence, this is what they do in those programs. And you have to pay a premium in order to watch it. It's what we call the premium networks. There's HBO, there's Showtime, Cinemax, which also has the name Skinemax for obvious reasons. And paying to watch these programs on those shows, which you already know in advance are going to be filled with nudity because that's what they're known for. Paying for it is the same as if you were to go to a strip club and pay a stripper. There's really no difference. The actors that audition for these shows, they have to take their clothes off to audition. And they sign contracts agreeing that they are going to appear nude on screen or they are going to be involved in sex scenes. And if they're not willing to sign that contract, they don't get the job. This is how HBO creates their shows. And all of their shows have been like this for years and years. The Sopranos, Westworld, which I think is another show that they have on right now, Deadwood, I have not seen a single episode of any of these shows. And it's because I know what's in them. But don't think I'm coming at you as being holier than thou here. I used to be involved in this kinds of stuff. When I was chasing after the youthful passions of my flesh, Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, flee from youthful passions and pursue godliness and holiness. Well, before I was pursuing godliness, I was chasing after the desires of my body and my mind. And I would go to the video store and I would rent DVDs that I knew had these kinds of scenes in them. I would turn over the back of the DVD and I would be looking for the R rating because I want to watch stuff that is going to be titillating and is going to please my flesh. And that's why they create this stuff, and they know you keep coming back to it. You might think that the nudity and the sex has nothing to do with you watching the show, but HBO knows better than you do. And even the liberals who are writing about these shows say, hey, they just throw naked women in there because they can, and you're going to pay for it, and you're going to keep paying for it. And if you don't think that this stuff is affecting you, then as I said in the video, you are a carrot. Bryce from Ohio says, I'm a proud carrot. Miguel from New York City, seriously, that's slander against asexuals. Look, understand the comment, understand the reference to being a carrot. When you see this kind of sexual immorality on screen, would you agree with me that it's sexual immorality? That people taking off their clothes for money or showing sex on screen, that this is sexual immorality? Do you agree with that? Okay, so when you see that, and you have no reaction to it, how cold is your heart? You are going to respond to one of two. You're going to respond in one of two ways. Either you're going to see that and you're going to be aroused by it, or you're going to see that and you're going to be disgusted by it. The Holy Spirit that is in your heart is going to convict you. You're going to realize, as a Christian desiring and pursuing holiness, I should not be partaking in this. What I'm seeing on screen is exactly what the Holy Spirit of God says the Lord will judge. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. The sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hebrews chapter 13, God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Revelation chapter 21, I believe it is, 19 or 21. Where it says that the sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will be cast into outer darkness. They will be cast into the hell of fire. Do not participate in this. The Lord will pour out his wrath on these things. And yet you're watching it and saying that it doesn't affect you. Then you're a carrot. And now understand, I believe that you are a human being and you do have a soul, which means if you're saying that this stuff doesn't affect you, you're actually lying. You will either be aroused by it or you will be disgusted by it. And if you are completely indifferent to it, that is frightening. That should scare you. That itself should bother you, that you are so desensitized by sexual immorality that you actually don't have any leaning to it one way or the other, or you would blow it off that way. That means your heart is hard and you need to come quickly before the Lord and beg for repentance, that you would have eyes to see and ears to hear those things which are right and pleasing to God and those things which God hates. And you would go after the things that you know are pleasing unto the Lord. James from Rockford, Illinois, he says, I'm going to have to disagree with your video. Although there have been scenes throughout the series that are borderline pornographic, and as I showed you earlier, two prostitutes pleasuring each other is borderline pornographic. He says that is not why a large majority of people watch them. Yes, it can be graphic. Okay, so it's either pornographic or it's not. You say they're borderline pornographic. Yes, it can be graphic. Which is it, James? Yes, it can be graphic, but it's also easy to look away from those few moments. You made it seem as if we are deliberately watching Game of Thrones because of the nudity. Also, I believe those scriptures were stretched to fit your opinion and used out of context. I take it you have never watched? No, of course, I've never watched this show because I know what is in this show. Now, you say that there are only a few scenes in the show that are like that. Even though I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones, there are tons of websites out there that actually chronicle all of this stuff. They will show you exactly how many swear words are said in an episode, how many nude bodies appear, how many sex scenes there are, how many people die by very violent means, how many people die of old age, how many times the word "the" has been used. I mean, people just get so wrapped up in this stuff that they devote themselves to it and they create these fan sites. So I can actually go and find just how many sex scenes in the show there are. Now, one site in particular that I found had gone through 67 episodes, which is the first six seasons. We're in the eighth season now, isn't that correct? So in the six seasons, first six seasons of the show, 67 episodes, there were over 70 nude and sex scenes. That's more than one scene per episode. And we can even tally up the bodies. Season one, there were 30 naked bodies. People complained about that, so in season two, they pulled it way back. 16 naked bodies. Just 16 in season two. In season three, there were 19 naked bodies. Oh, we're climbing back up again. Season four, there were 23 naked bodies. Season five, 28 naked bodies. Season six, 22 naked bodies, bringing the grand total to 70 nude and sex scenes, 138 naked bodies. And again, that's over the course of 67 episodes, 138 naked bodies in 67 episodes. And it's just kind of there. It's just a few, not really all of that much. Not only does this show display nudity, eroticism, sex scenes, but it does so violently. And even the secularists, once again, the liberal publications, understand that the stuff that's in this show is really, really bad. And yet there are Christians not only watching it, but they're excusing it. That's not that bad. It's just a few scenes. Dave Itzkoff of the New York Times: rape has become so pervasive in Game of Thrones that it is almost background noise, a routine and unshocking occurrence. Rape is so frequent in this show that it's not even shocking anymore. Christopher Orr of The Atlantic: the show's creators have gone out of their way time and time again to ramp up the sexual violence well beyond their source material. In other words, Martin's books, which the show is taken from, does not even convey the sexual violence the way that it is portrayed in the show. New characters have been invented in order to become victims or victimizers, and existing ones have had their sexual cruelty amplified. Look, folks, once again, the liberals understand that the stuff in this show is really bad. It's not okay for anyone to be watching. How much more so should it be for the Christian who has the Holy Spirit of God in them? How much do you have to suppress that in order to watch this and enjoy it? Richard from, I'm going to skip Richard's comment here. Saya from the Philippines, he issues a good rebuke. I think that would be a good follow-up here. Some of you say that Game of Thrones is not full of nudity and sex. Only a few scenes, you will say. Some of you say that you don't watch Game of Thrones because of those scenes. We should be very careful, guys. Please do not play with fire. If we all are really desiring sanctification and we are persevering unto holiness, we shouldn't be exposing ourselves too much to things that might tempt us to fall into sin. Amen to that, Saya, and thank you for your comment. But I would go even further than what you said. Not only is watching this show tempting you to sin, it is sin. Once again, this is sexual immorality that is being portrayed on the screen, and you are a participant of it when you watch it, which is what the creators want you to do. And they throw this stuff in there to even keep you coming back. And you are not even yet disgusted enough by it that you keep coming back. Scene after scene after scene, poisoning your mind and your heart. No godliness is being achieved by this. You are not growing in holiness, and you're continuing to subject yourself to it. This is very serious. And you need to take it seriously. You are participating in sin when you watch it. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Liam from New Zealand, he shared Psalm 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside and do wickedness. It shall not cleave to me. Thank you for that passage, Liam. Tyasia from Dallas, Texas. She said, I agree with some of what was said, but I disagree with much. It's not actual sex scenes. There we have that comment again. Same comment that Dylan made earlier. They aren't actually having sex in these scenes. As long as intercourse isn't actually happening, then it's not actual sex. Look, you don't actually believe that. Let me put it to you this way. Would you be all right if your spouse were to get naked and get together with another naked person and they rub all over one another in an erotic way? You're all right with that? That's not actual sex. You wouldn't call that adultery? Of course you would. Come on now. Don't excuse this stuff. Don't play this off as being like no big deal. Do you really want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and say to him, look, God, your holiness just wasn't enough for me. I needed to watch Game of Thrones in order to get pleasure out of life. Is that the kind of conversation that you want to have with God on Judgment Day? That God's ways simply were not good enough, so I needed to partake in the world's sexual immorality. Do not stand before the judgment seat of God over a TV show. A TV show. This is entertainment. Don't subject yourself to this kind of stuff. Don't play it off as being no big deal. It's very serious. And you're compromising your own morality by saying it's not really sex. So it's not really that. You wouldn't be okay if your spouse did it. And so you shouldn't be okay when you see it displayed up on a screen like that. Lamar from the UK, question, if Game of Thrones is terrible because of quote unquote real sex and murder, among other things, surely reading the Bible must be in the same box as it is full of many of the things mentioned in this video. If there was to be a biblical film worth watching it, it would not be far off of Game of Thrones. Lamar, you don't believe that. You don't believe that reading something is the same thing as seeing it. Well, and first of all, in the Bible, it doesn't go into erotic detail when it says that someone like a man went into her, or he knew her, or he took her, or something like that. That's like the extent of the scene that is conveying that sex has taken place. It's not describing those things happening. Yes, there's some very dark and serious things that will happen in the Bible, but those things are told to us so that we will not do it. We will repent from it. We will stay far away from evil and wickedness of this kind. That is why those things get talked about in the Bible. It's not to entertain, whereas Game of Thrones is entertainment. And furthermore, there is a big, big difference between seeing something on a screen and reading words on a page. Once again, even the liberal writers understand this. Or of The Atlantic. Going back to his article, video is simply a hotter, more immediate medium than the printed word. Witnessing atrocities is inevitably a different experience from having them described on the page. So even he understands it's different to witness it with your eyes, with your ears and your senses, more senses than it is to just read the words on a page and then have to imagine it for yourself. Ross Douthat of the New York Times, he says the following: the image is simply different from the word. And to describe a particular act is different from depicting it from both an aesthetic and a moral perspective. The power of film lies in realism and immediacy. It's a medium of effective recreation in which real people enact what's being portrayed, and the viewer is given the illusion of experiencing the story firsthand and enfleshed. So the sense of being implicated in what's happening in a story, even of participating somehow, is almost always stronger with an on-screen adaptation than with the book that it's based on. Even if the two stories are identical in shape, which is not to say that books cannot be pornographic and exploitative. Of course they can, but the experience is different. The threshold is different, and the audience reaction is inevitably different as well. So it's not enough to defend whatever the HBO adaptation depicts by saying, well, there's worse stuff than this in Martin's books, or, well, there's worse stuff than this in actual medieval history. It's not at all inconsistent to criticize the show for what it shows and how it shows it, while declining to be outraged when similar events are described on the printed page. So once again, in liberal and secular publications, they understand what we see, what we see depicted on a screen is different than what we read on the page. And furthermore, Lamar, you know the difference as well. You're just making excuses. You are just trying to find ways to excuse that watching this kind of thing is okay, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be convicted about this, and you should go before the Lord and beg for his forgiveness and desire a heart that desires holiness, that wants the things of God, that wants to do what is pleasing unto God. Would any Christian actually say that what is being displayed in this show is pleasing to God, that you can actually watch that and participate in it in a holy way, in a way that sanctifies you? Not being disgusted by it at all? Norlene from Wyoming says, the more I study God's word, the less appeal or redeeming value I find in most TV programs, movies, etc., leaving me more time to study God's word. Amen. See, the more that we have the mind of Christ, the less we're going to desire stuff like this. And Paul said in Philippians 2, verse 5, have the mind of Christ. In Philippians 4, that whatever is pure, whatever is honorable, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We need to be devoting our minds to the things of God, not chasing after the passions of our flesh, the temptations that are in this world, following after the prince of the power of the air, as Satan is described in Ephesians chapter 2. And is this not one of those ways? The airwaves that Satan gets his message through. He is deceiving you if you think that you can watch this stuff and not be affected by it. It is poisoning your mind and your heart to be less and less like Christ and more like the ruler of this world, who is Satan. You should be very concerned about that. Gary from Springfield, Missouri says, as I understand scripture, one who is strong enough to eat meat should keep it to themselves and not rub it in the face of those who won't. Flip side, those who aren't to scream, how could you, to those who are. Those who won't aren't to scream, how could you, to those that are. Anyway, God gave us brains to evaluate situations. I find this issue one where those who won't eat meat are berating those that will. I first turned on Game of Thrones because I have always loved fantasy. Dragons, knights, and all of that. Yes, it is adult. I am an adult. Seeing nude people should not turn an adult into an adolescent child. Well, I hope you're not letting your adolescent child watch this stuff. Gary, that is absurd for you to compare the Romans 14 principles that Paul gives regarding days and food to sexual immorality. Hey, if you can eat what you want to eat and it not cause you to stumble, then you should be able to witness and enjoy and watch sexual immorality and not have it affect you. Are you serious? 1 Corinthians 6, when Paul says, flee from sexual immorality, the Holy Spirit says to us, flee from it. What do you think that means? Do you think that means you can turn on a movie with a sex scene in it and enjoy that? And it's fine. And it doesn't affect me. Do you think that's what that means? That God did not also mean in that, that you would not be a partaker in it, in watching it? Should you go to the temple of Aphrodite and watch a man take a priestess prostitute on an altar to this false god and stand there and watch it and say, hey, I'm being unaffected by this. That is pleasing unto the Lord for your entertainment. Hey, if you watch knights and medieval stuff and dragons and all of that, and you enjoy that, there are other shows out there you can watch. That's not Game of Thrones. It doesn't matter how good the storytelling is. It is polluted with this filthy garbage. And we as Christians are to have nothing to do with it. And I hope that this video has helped convince you a little bit more. I hope it's convicted your heart that you have nothing to do with this worldly stuff, but you pursue godly things that please your Savior who died for you. He bought you with a price, as Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 6, so honor God with your bodies. That includes mind and heart. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, in view of God's mercies, present your bodies unto the Lord as a holy and pleasing sacrifice to Him. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world and this stuff. Game of Thrones, all these movies and stuff with sex scenes in them, this is worldliness. Have nothing to do with the pattern of this world. Don't be conformed to it any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and see what God's will is for you, His good and pleasing and perfect will. Consider these words from Psalm 119, starting in verse 33, and I'll conclude with this. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Holy Spirit guard your heart from unrighteousness and lead you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
This is When We Understand the Text with Pastor Gabe Hughes. There are lots of great Bible teaching programs on the web, and we thank you for selecting ours. But this is no replacement for regular fellowship with a church family. Find a good gospel-teaching, Christ-centered church to worship with this weekend, and join us again Monday for more Bible study, When We Understand the Text.